March being Education Month, I had the opportunity to talk to teachers who were around our area quite a few years ago. One of them was Bryce Holland, and I thought we would air his interview on Our Heritage today.
So was a principal of Smithers Secondary School for quite a few years. Bryce, when did you actually start to teach school?
I went to teacher training after I got out of the services. So I actually entered the classroom in 1948, and that was in Surrey, in a little two-room school way out in the boondocks in Surrey at that time.
Of course, Bryce, teacher training was a little bit different then, too. I understand a lot of the older teachers went to something called normal school. What was normal school?
Well, normal school was a one-year training program specifically aimed at teaching techniques and materials that you should know at that level. I think it's interesting to note that a lot of the teachers at that time were coming straight out of high school. So they were given fundamentals of what to teach and certainly skills in how to teach. You started off with a very basic certificate, then you worked your way up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until a number of years later that they finalized the program and put it on a university level. So that now, in comparison, a person would have to have their full university training before they entered the classroom.
Bryce, what was the emphasis in the classroom when you were teaching? I know we hear so much about, well, let's go back to the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Is that basically what you were teaching at that time?
It's funny how things go round and round. I remember, I started in elementary school, and the big concern was that we were teaching reading on what they call phonetic analysis, and district was in an uproar by certain groups who wanted phonics back, you know, the sound out the words and this kind of thing. Now, I would think that the main concern was can they read and can they write and can they write in a specific way? Like we had McLean's method of writing, which was the only way to write. And the arithmetic, it was pretty basic, yeah. We had social studies, but...
And Bryce, were you still using fountain pens when you were teaching in the early times?
You know, the pens, yeah, they were actually nib pens. Eh?
With the ink, little ink wells in the desk.
Yeah.
That's really...
I had those in school myself. One of the things that I think is so different, for the teacher to produce paperwork for the students, and most of us had multiple classes, multiple grades,
mm-hmm.
We used a jelly pad. It was a jelly-like mixture that went into a cookie pan, and you wrote on with a certain type of pencil, and it soaked into this jelly pad. Then you laid a sheet on, pulled it off, you had one copy, then you laid another one on and smoothed it out. And if you had multiple uses and you had a whole stretch of a shelf full of the little trays all getting ready for next day because they had to soak in.
No copy machines in those days.
I got my first copy machine in 1950, I think it was.
My goodness. What about extracurricular activities? Did you do that, and was the teacher expected to go out and, I expect, play ball and whatever with the children at that time?
Yeah. When I started teaching, it was in Strawberry Hill School in Surrey. I automatically became scout or cup master.
Mm-hmm.
I was in charge of the PTA whist drives, dances, we did all the sports. There were no other sports organizations, really. It's inter-school, practically all of it. Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting, Bryce. And you came to Smithers in what year?
1959, I came to Telqua.
Uh-huh.
And I taught in Telqua for 2 years as principal of school, which at that time went from 1 to 10. It's called a superior school.
Oh, yeah.
Second year I was there, they moved the 9s and 10s over to Smithers. And I went to Fort St. James for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
I came back here in 1963 as vice principal in the secondary school.
That was still in the old high school, which burned down eventually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were out of the school then. The Canadian, or the Christian Reform had taken over that.
That's
school
right.
When it burned, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you saw quite a difference in the facility from the time of the old school to the new one. You were probably quite excited about it at that time.
I was involved in the design and the preparation of that school right from the beginning. It took a long time, as most of these things do, and you know, we went through a couple of superintendents and a couple of board chairmen and everything. But yeah, it was an experience. I enjoyed that very much. We did all the equipment buying and the whole thing.
So when did you retire, Bryce?
1983.
Uh-huh. So you've been retired for a while and you've had a good rest. And I guess, do you have any regrets about retiring? Do you still wish you were working?
No, I had never really stopped working. I just I stopped doing education. No, I was getting to the point, partly my fault, but the system was changing so much, so I wasn't enjoying it like I did originally.
I thank Bryce Holland for coming in and telling us a little bit about his experience in teaching in the past. For our Heritage, this is Carol Morgenthaler.